And then he heard the laughter, sharp and cruel as a whip, and the voice of Sir Alistair Thorne. "Not only a bastard, but a traitor's bastard," he was telling the men around him. In the blink of an eye, John had vaulted onto the table, dagger in his hand. Pip made a grab for him, but he wrenched his leg away, and then he was sprinting down the table and kicking the bowl from Sir Alice's hand. Stew went flying everywhere, spattering the brothers. Thorne recoiled. People were shouting, but John Snow did not hear them. He lunged at Sir Alice's face with a dagger, slashing at those cold onyx eyes. But Sam threw himself between them, and before John could get around him, Pip was on his back, clinging like a monkey, and Gren was grabbing his arm while Toad wrenched the knife from his fingers. Later, much later, after they had marched him back to his sleeping cell, Mormont came down to see him, raven on his shoulder. "I told you not to do anything stupid, boy," the old bear said.
"Aye,"
the bird chorused. Mormont shook his head, disgusted.
"And to think I had high hopes for you."
They took his knife and his sword, and told him he was not to leave his cell until the high officers met to decide what was to be done with him. And then they placed a guard outside his door to make certain he obeyed. His friends were not allowed to see him, but the old bear did relent and permit him ghost, so he was not utterly alone.